Dave loves this record. Go on, admit it, you just said you love it.
I do, I mean, maybe it's wrong to like it, but I do quite like it. Don't laugh at me, Rachel. I appreciate all sorts of music.
Jordan Sparks, apparently, and that's no air.
It's her off American Idol.
I love that record.
No idea. Oh, well, good. It's just for you two lovers. Chris Moyle's show is today on McFly. And here are McFly. Yo, yo, boo, 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 boo.
Morning.
Pow, 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 pow. That's how they talk. So do you want to guess which one of McFly said, did you go see any musicals while you were in New York? Love musicals, me.
It was Dougie.
It was not me.
It wasn't Dougie.
It's not Dougie. Because, well, for a start, that would be the most amount of words that Dougie's ever said to me in about the 5 years that I've known him. Now, normally, it's kind of like, so normally I see McFly, and normally Danny will go, all right, man, how are you? All right, and Harry's like, hey, how are you? And chat, chat, chat. And Tom's like, hello, how's things? I think I saw you in your car the other day. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And Dougie goes, all right.
Doesn't like you.
Do you know what wouldn't surprise me?
He's scared of you.
You're not scared of me, though.
I'm not scared of you. I'm just quite.
Get near the microphone, for God's sake.
I'm quite lazy.
Yeah, laid back is a word.
So it's Tom then, was it that said it?
Yeah. Loves the musicals. Doesn't our Tommy wakes up every morning singing songs from Annie.
he listens to John Williams in the car and stuff. Which is like awesome.
Well, that's different.
He also likes knitting, don't you, Tom?
He makes
his own bread and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And he goes home, puts his pyjamas on and drinks Horlicks.
We walked in last year on your birthday to surprise him for a party, and he was there with a cup of Horlicks knitting.
Really knit?
Yeah, honestly.
I have knitted.
What? Tell me why. Why did you get into that?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
You're making too much money and you don't have enough work to do. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's messing up a bit, isn't it? I needed a new hobby.
Knitting?
Yeah.
Did you teach yourself how to knit or did you go to knitting lessons?
No, it was family members taught me how.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I'll knit you a scarf.
Please
for
do.
Winter.
I'd love that.
Send it in.
You could knit beanie hats for all the boys.
I could do, it's a bit difficult, that though. See, scarf's easy, it's just in a straight
line. I see.
Oh my God.
It gets quite complicated.
Are we really having this conversation?
A hat's more advanced then on
that. Right. Yeah, anything that's. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, like socks. That's really hard.
You've changed, you really have. That's for you, that's Daddy from Babe Station.
Really?
Yeah. By Harry's reaction, you obviously don't know what Babe Station is.
No, I do.
Really? Really? That's one of my favourite channels. I've got it on my favourites.
I'm surprised I didn't recognise her, that's all.
Well, yeah. Well, because she's got lots of clothes on. So, how are McFly?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm all refreshed from my holiday.
Yes, how was it?
Yeah, it was good. Really nice. I had a good time. It's nice to switch off and relax.
Yeah. We need a holiday, don't we?
Yeah, a permanent holiday. Do you guys still go on holiday? Some of you go on holiday together, don't you? Have I read that before?
Yeah, last year. We went
together to Barbados. Me and Danny have been to St. Lucia together, and Danny and Dougie went on a cruise, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A cruise?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, what, somebody chose to go on holiday with you? It's like going out on holiday with a local, kind of stoned guy who lives in the town. You know, there's always one. Got shuffles around in his slippers because he can't be bothered to put shoes on and take them off again and put them on and take them off again. So, hang on, who went on a cruise?
Danny and Dougie.
Why did he go on a cruise?
Well, I've never been on one before.
Yeah, but that's because they're for old people, though, right?
No, it was awesome.
No, this really? Was different.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it all Jay McDonald and songs from the shows and cabaret nights?
I mean, there is.
We'd love it. Look at that.
Got to go on a cruise.
It was like
and knitting.
It was like the Trafford Centre on water. It was pretty epic.
What kind of chavvy?
That sounds horrible.
But is it not? But you must have been the youngest ones there. Bar kids, like you must have been the youngest people on the boat.
That was quite good because we didn't really. Like, there was a club there and we spent all our time in the club.
Lads! Well, you two sharing a room?
We were, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Both single?
I think we were, weren't we?
I hope so, yeah.
Did you get some action on the boat?
I think I might have done.
Well, they've got nowhere to hide.
Yeah. That smirk on his face.
Well, hey, any fancy coming back to my cabin?
Isn't that's where you met that stalker, the American stalker girl, wasn't it, on a cruise?
No, that was the cruise before that. I've
been like, jeez, how many have you been on?
I've been on two.
And where did they go? Where do these cruise ships go?
We went around the Caribbean,
yeah, Caribbean and all that.
Yeah, but you're asking for trouble. If you're going on a cruise and then you complain about stalkers because you can't escape.
Can
you?
Anyway.
You're on the boat for what, a week?
Yeah.
I know where you live. That corridor.
Yeah. Cabin 243.
Down there. And did you have like a little cabin? Did you have a big suite? What did you have?
Well, we took our family, didn't we, as well?
Yeah, so we had to pay for all of them, so we were letting
so hang on, how many of the. So you got. Who's gone?
Me, I took my mum, my nan and granddad, and my sister.
And you paid?
Yeah.
It's expensive?
Yeah.
Stuff them. Who did you bring?
I took my mum and my sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, obviously, you don't get as much PRS.
It's funny you should say that, actually. We were sitting in there, and Danny's like, Tom goes to Danny, did you get your PRS check this morning? And I was sitting there going, be a bit sensitive, man. Come on.
For those of you who don't write... For those of you who are not registered at PRS, when you write a piece of music or you write the lyrics, then if you register yourself as a composer, it's the Performing Rights Society. Every time a piece of music gets played... Whoever writes it gets paid money.
Mm.
And
The drummer.
So there are, I get a check for about 60p. You know, if I've done 2% on the song.
So Danny and Tom, you write the majority of the music and the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
So they will get, you know, they'll get then a little bit of extra money.
Yeah.
Whereas whereas Dougie, which is why Dougie only brought his mum and his sister, because he doesn't make as much money.
That's why I didn't go on holiday.
See now, have you never thought that maybe you should just go to, look, guys, McFly works, the four of us, we don't want anything breaking us up. What we'll do is we'll just put all the money in a big pot.
Yeah, that's what I suggested.
And when we break up, we'll split it four ways.
That's what I suggested, but no.
I'll do what the Spice Girls did and just put all four names down as writers, even though maybe all four didn't write the song.
Anything.
Can you believe how quiet Danny suddenly goes? He's looking at me like this going, are you serious? I've just booked a cruise from half of my street. Well, don't get me started on PRS checks, by the way. Apparently we only played our opening song 5 times in the last 3 months. But anyway, that's another story. You've got to go through with a fine tooth comb.
Oh. I've not checked mine.
Oh, you got to.
You know the stupid thing on the PRS statement is they give you a...
I love this conversation. Yeah, this is great. This is fascinating.
This is stupid, right? They give you a pie chart,
yeah,
but it's in black and white with a key next to it showing you what all those colours are supposed to mean, but it's in black and white, so you don't know what it means.
The first ever PRS statement I got, well, I got the same pie chart, and it shows you where all your music gets used. And bearing in mind, I only write the jingles for the show. It was just one colour, the whole thing. 100% Radio 1, that was it. Anyway, that was in the old days. Not like that anymore now.
No.
No, I give it all to charity. Actually, no, I don't. I'm not allowed. Anyway. So, tell me what happened with the record company then. Oh, no, you have got time.
Left.
Yeah, now, who's going to talk? Oh, I need to send... You chill out for a minute, because I want a sensible conversation about business. Why did you leave?
We just had the opportunity to. There was a technicality in the contract and we could leave. And it's something I think, you know, every band always wants to have their own record label and do it on their own. And we had the opportunity and we took it.
But it's more hassle.
Well, not really.
Really?
Well, we get to have control of all of the stuff we want to have control of now. So all of the creative side of stuff. So the video, the music, the artwork.
So did you not have?
From us now.
Did you not feel as though you?
Well,
had
we had. No, we did have a lot of control before, but it's always that thing of, you know, when you want to do something, you have to go through 10 people and get approval from a million people before you can do something, and then.
Talk me through some of the decisions that were made on your behalf that you didn't agree with.
Well, the main one was probably having to do the greatest hits at the end of the year last year.
Didn't like that.
No.
Now, did they know you were leaving by then?
No.
All right. Okay.
No, but it's, you know, in the contract they could do it with or without our consent. So
you felt we're out of here.
Yeah.
Well, that's
our own.
So now, do you own your old stuff?
No, they still own all of the stuff we recorded previously.
So they own Stargirl, and obviously they own all of that.
Yeah.
And now you own it from now.
Everything from now on, all of our new stuff is owned by us, which is very exciting.
See, I would find that weird.
It's got to be scary, hasn't it? You know, the decision to leave the big nest.
Well, I think it was really easy for us to make the decision. Like, as soon as, you know, when we had to sit down and say, right, we have to decide now, do we want to go? And it was easy. All of us just were like, yes, definitely. We just felt that we were going through the motions a bit and going through the same cycle with the label, and we felt that we haven't really achieved our full potential, and we always want to strive to do bigger and better things.
I heard that Danny and Harry were sat around, they met up and they were talking about it, and they literally made a list of pros and cons for staying and pros and cons of going, and they talked about it for about 2 hours and they made notes and they kind of came to a conclusion. And then Dougie arrived and went, I don't know what we're talking about.
And then signed it.
And said, by the way, guys, I've just seen a new cruise. I've got to get me on that. Can you lend me some money, please? And Harry goes, I haven't got any, says, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the RS boy. Oh, and so it's all going well. So touch wood.
Yeah,
all...
mate, like, it's gone better than we, you know, could have dreamed it so far. It's been amazing.
But there is that worry. Well, it's not a worry, but I bet people say it to you, the fact that when you are slightly controlled, that maybe you work harder because you've got that, and if you don't have that someone overlooking it, then it could spiral out of control.
Well, but we've got our team around us that help us out as
and
well.
And we really believe in this album. We feel it's the best one we've ever done, and we feel really passionate about it, and we want to really work hard because we want it to do well, so that's...
It's put all the it feels like when we first started again now, like, it's put all the excitement back into it for us.
The new album, by the way, is called Six Colours in Her Hair. It's legally different.
Three notes change.
Star Woman. That's another good song.
Star Woman.
Yeah, they re-recorded
It's All About Me.
That's right. It's All About PRS. That's a thing. But don't change the song. Don't leave the pop.
Everyone thinks we're going to change.
Yeah,
but we're not.
We want to get
because we're worried.
No, but we want to get. Don't worry. Everyone seems to think that we're changing loads, but we're not. We're still the same band, and we just feel we've got bigger and better songs. Really,
I think people because we, you know, everyone knows how this works. Is the fact that you get a bit older. And then you start to get more control, and then you get more creative, and then you almost, I would imagine there are certain tracks that you did probably from the first time, especially, that you can't even listen to anymore because you're probably embarrassed by it, or you just think, oh, it should have been better, and then there's a worry that you kind of take it too seriously, you go way too far up your own backside, and then 6 months you
can't. No, of course.
And it's happened to so many bands, and it would be a shame to happen to you because you write good. No, I don't know why I'm looking at you. Good songs, and pop songs.
I totally agree. And we're very proud of our past, and we're not going to forget that, and we're not going to change, definitely not.
Yeah, no, this album, the first single is probably one of the more rocky ones.
Well, let's have a listen to it. That bass line is a lot deeper.
Wicked.
You just get us on to embarrass us, don't you?
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what it was? The lad said, could you just keep playing that a bit? Because obviously we get money from it.
Yeah. Harry doesn't know.
You're getting PRS for that.
Good. Probably, yeah.
We had to log it.
Did you?
We do.
Yeah, seriously.
That's how ridiculous it is.
I'll have a look on the pie chart next time we get it.
That's what you want to do. This is for you, Dougie. This is what you got to do. You got to write a track on the album.
Dougie writes.
Okay.
Dougie wrote Transylvania.
And then you just go, I'm quite happy to be an album track. And then what you do is another band in a couple of years' time, right, 3 or 4 years, they cover it. And it's a massive hit around the world. You're laughing. You can buy your own cruise ship.
I had a number one.
With what?
Transylvania.
I don't know. How does that go? Sing that for me?
No, I can't sing it.
You big chicken. You've changed. You've gone all lighted out with your cruises. He's gone all weird with his knitting.
We're all right.
Yeah, we're
yeah, you two are fine. Mm. Especially after the story I heard about him last time we all met up.
Oh, come on.
What? It's a great story about Harry. I'm going to get you to tell that after the
news. No!
Are you kidding me? You've got to.
I've got to go.
You haven't got to go.
I do.
You've got to plug. You've got to promote.
The single.
That's right, I'll plug it all for you. If you tell that story,
I'm not plugging anything else.
You tell the story, I'll play your record every hour for the rest of the week. Think about it. Don't think about it for you. Think about the rest of the boys' futures.
Hey, come on.
That would be good, though, Harry.
No, yeah. I'm not saying... It was 4 years ago.
You're like the last person in the world to find out about it.
Does everyone know? Yeah, but no one knows the story.
No one really knows the truth.
Well, this will be great to find out the truth.
Oh, God.
Come on.
It's embarrassing.
You're kidding me. I high-fived you.
I can't tell you the full story because it's too explicit.
Brilliant! What a way to go!
We could do as a podcast.
I've been told by your producer before, he said, your school run, don't...
He's not the producer, he's executive. Producer. Don't big him up. He's not executive!
He is, that's what he said. He said, I am the executive producer.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Assistant.
No, you executive. You did.
Matt, you and I are going to have words.
You not heard?
He's executive nobody.
Oh, embarrassed him, look.
He embarrasses himself, look at the state of him. Useless. Useless individual. Right. He sees us as a stepping stone to the Scott Mills show. That's all he sees us. Rather work there. All right, well, look, we'll do the news, we'll play a couple of records, and then you've got time to work out whether you want to talk about what happened with you and Charlie from Busted. It's up to you.
It was 4 years ago, leave it.
It was the eyebrows, I just couldn't say no. And we'll play the record. We'll play it One Foot Radio. Not One Foot Radio, One Foot, you know what I mean.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Right, here's the news reporter, Dominic and Carrie, upstairs in Newsbeat, 8:05.
Thousands of workers walk out over the... It's now 8:09.
I'm still eating some toast.
I'm still eating banana.
That's lovely.
Hmm.
Oh, who was that?
That wasn't me.
I didn't think anyone noticed.
Yeah, with microphones in front of you.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, they're grubby boys, aren't
Where's
they?
Where's that voice coming from?
They're there. They're upstairs.
We're now upstairs.
Mm.
Oh, hello.
Wave, stick your left arm out, Carrie, and wave.
Hi.
Hi.
Say something else, then. Stick your left, and then... Oh.
What is it with you? Seriously, are you not getting any? What's wrong with you? sugar. Did you nearly spill your Frappuccino over Dominic's buttons?
I nearly spilled it, but it's...
That's all right.
Careful those buttons.
He's more worried about his Frappuccino.
Yeah.
It's just like the record, isn't it? Brilliant.
Are they ringtones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the deal with Stargirl? Why did you pull a face when I said I love Stargirl?
He said it was like Joshua.
Yeah,
it's a great record.
It is. No, we're very proud.
Oh, we love it.
No,
honestly, we play that every time we do a show. We love it.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones at concerts.
What's your crowd pleaser? What's your number one song?
I think that one, All About You, Five Colours.
You got a few. Let
me do the new one. one for the radio is going down.
Yeah, one for the radio is going down really well.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's doing very well.
Yeah, it's doing great.
Fingers crossed, could be a good position on Sunday on the chart.
Could well be.
Never know.
Yeah.
It could be number one on Sunday.
Find out from four.
With Fern and Reggie. Oh, let's be honest, Fern or Reggie, one of them. I love Stargirl.
It's a great record.
Do you know what I like in Stargirl? I like the horns in it.
Yeah, they're good. I've got some horns on this album as well, on the new one.
I like horns. Mm. Got any strings?
Yeah, I've got some strings.
Real strings, synth strings.
Real strings.
You'll like the next song then.
Nice, I love the strings. It's all about the strings for me.
Play me strings.
These are my strings.
I heard these the other day when you were playing them. And you were comparing them to
Abbey Road strings. What?
You're comparing these to Coldplay.
Yeah, they ripped us off. Yeah, I think they sampled these. So you're a musician, you can tell me. Those strings on Coldplay, Viva La Vida, are they real or are they sampled?
No, they're sampled, I thought.
I thought they were real.
Sure. I think that's a sample.
Mm. See?
Mm.
I'm like a musicologist, sample. Dave.
Like a what?
A musicologist.
They said like a gynecologist.
Yeah, I'm McFly's gynecologist. I've always looked up to them. should we just play a record and shut up? Right, it's 8:12. If you just woken up, McFly are here. Hooray!
Hooray!
They're all. Oh, look at that.
Hooray!
please.
And they'd really like you to go out today and buy their records. Basically, here's the story. They've left their record company. So all your favourite songs by McFly, Please Please, All About You, obviously, Five Colours, all that, they don't own those anymore because the horrible bureaucracy that is the real life of the record company. And this poor band have flogged their heart out for years as the new Busted, right? They've now, they feel stifled and trapped. So they've left the record company, they've taken a big chance and have gone on their own. They don't own any of their hits anymore. It's a terrible shame. So they've got to start from scratch. So they'd like you to go out and buy their record today, one for the radio. You can download it or you can buy it on CD single. You can probably buy it on vinyl. Do you know about vinyl?
No, there's three copies of the single. Three different versions, three formats.
Which has
got, like, B-sides of acoustic songs off the album and stuff, right. So that's pretty cool.
Can you still buy cassette singles?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think so.
No. It's changed so much, Dave.
It's a different world, isn't it?
We've never released a cassette, have we? No. I don't think. That was before we were around.
Yeah, me too.
I think you can in Bolton.
What? Hey, it's still have CD players in Bolton, do they? Just got wind-up gramophone records with a little handle at the front. So anyway, McFly would really like you to go out and buy their record, one for the radio, and if you haven't heard it, it sounds like this. Great lyrics. That's the Wombats and Kill the Director on 1FM. Almost 20 past eight. McFly are here.
Hey!
1, 2, 3. Hi, we're McFly. We want to wish all the people in Gloucester a very Merry Christmas from Gloucester FM. Okay, we want Easter, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah.
Thanksgiving in Gloucester.
That's all they have to do. When you're in a band like that, Dave, that's all you got to do.
Absolutely, it's promotion.
You can do all those rubbish shows. So where do you get your name from? How do you all meet? That's a great story about somebody asking the cause how they met. Wasn't that always a tribute to Donna Eyre, wasn't it?
That's rude.
Apparently that was not it. Well, I don't think it was. She's not that bad.
It's a good story.
Right,
though.
So how did you all meet? We're brothers and sisters.
Oh, are you right, Chris? You always just got it.
Yeah, I was thinking, why is that funny?
I get it.
Harry doesn't want to tell the story about him and the famous girl because he said it's too old of a story and he doesn't want to go through it again.
I don't want to sound like I'm going on about it.
And he said his girlfriend will kill him.
It sounds like it's the only girl I've ever been with and talking about it for 4 years.
Well, that's not going to make it any better for the girlfriend.
So what, how about this? How about we get your girlfriend on the phone and she tells a story about someone she's had a thing with before she met you?
So I'd be happy about that.
Yeah?
Well, she's probably asleep.
Well, let's wake her up.
No.
She can tell the story about me and her.
That's even worse. That's even more embarrassing. About you and her?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I can tell about you.
We got off with each other at a Busted gig.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went to a Busted gig?
What?
You went to a Busted gig?
I was emceeing it.
It wasn't Busted, it was 911.
It was 911. Yeah, she was a massive 911 fan, so...
So were you, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was friends with the guys, I don't want to show off. And, we got off with each other.
When was the last time you talked about 911 on Radio 1?
Last week.
Knowing Dave, 6 months ago.
They ended their career on this show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Good luck, boys.
What did they say?
They came in and they used this show to announce the fact that the rumours are true and 911 will be no more.
Do you remember when Take That split up and they did a massive worldwide press conference? Well, 911 came in our show on a Saturday morning.
Mm. Was that with the Sally Army Band or was that a different
That's
occasion?
A different
I think I nearly got into a fight with someone from 911.
No.
No, the Soccer Sixes, yeah. He kicked me in the leg and I went, oi! Pushed him and he pushed me and squared up. He's quite small.
But yeah,
they're all small.
Yeah, but he was about twice as wide as me, so I just sort of said some stupid comment and walked off. Because we had loads of fans there. I was like, what are you going to do? Punch me in front of all these people?
Well, he said.
No, I said that.
You did?
Yeah. And I went, who are you anyway?
I wish
and
he'd
then
hit
felt
you.
Really bad.
I wish he'd hit you.
It was really awkward. We were in the dressing room afterwards and I was getting changed and he looked at me and was like, good game, mate. Sorry about that.
So we got to the final of that, you know?
Yeah.
But he didn't win.
Nah.
Who beat you?
The Sun.
The Sun?
Well, they trained down at Beckham Academy.
Is this this year?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
It's not what it used to be, Soccer Six.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Thought we did quite well.
Nah, stuff it. Don't worry about it.
Never mind.
It used to be like Rod Stewart, and Robbie Williams, and Damon Albarn, and Blur, and Oasis, and now it's, you know, people from The Sun.
Do you want to play for us next year?
I can't play football.
Really?
Yeah. You're joking, aren't you? I go. I play golf for the girls' team. You watch the girls. Were the girls playing?
Yeah, it was funny.
It's the funniest
all
thing to watch.
All of them following the ball about. It's like a big
the funniest thing. It really is.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Girls just kicking the football. And these are, and I know girls. There are girls that can play football, but at the soccer six, not one girl can play football. Not one. It doesn't matter how fit they are. Not one girl can play football, and they do. They just all look like idiots. It's the funniest thing.
It was
thing.
Really funny, it was.
All right, let's have a look at some stuff then about McFly. This is off the bio. So, the new single, One for the Radio, is available to download now. And it's a tribute to their favourite TV, one of their favourite TV shows, Gummy Bears. Is that true?
I've heard this. Apparently it sounds like Gummy Bears theme.
Apparently.
Tune. Really?
Yeah.
Did we not heard this?
How does Gummy Bears theme tune go?
Sounds like Gummy Bears. Did they sample that, says Steve? It looks like they've ripped off Gummy Bears for the intro. Great track, though, Gary and Western Supermare. McFly's new song sounds like the Gummy Bears theme tune. Some bits of this new McFly track sound like Gummy Bears, says Gary. They're all from blokes. Vicky in Marlborough says, to start the song, sounds like the Gummy Bears.
No.
Go on then, have you got the Gummy Bears?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet, so I haven't done it yet. So this is Gummy Bears. Dashing and daring, courageous and kind, faithful and friendly, with servants to show. The forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. That,
it does a bit.
Hang on a second, let's see if we can mix it in. See you in court, son.
You're in trouble now.
Little Gummy Bears.
Oh, there. No further questions. Can we call you Gummy Bear to the witness box?
Please place your right paw on the Bible, please.
Okay.
And swear on the Care Bears.
Well, Your Honour, it was very weird. We were sitting at home just having a gummy bear porridge when we heard on the radio McFly rips us off. Them absolute
That was brilliant.
Is that your work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not such a good writer now, are you?
Let's have a look. The new album, the forthcoming album, is called Radioactive. Is that right?
Yeah, true.
And one of the tracks called Radioactive?
No.
It's a poor name for the album, actually. It's the band's first release on their own independent label. What's the name of the label?
Super Records.
Nice. Nice and simple. Well, and you have to do the Superman fist, if you brought the next question. Let's see how I'm out in the air as if he's flying.
Four-man fist there.
Yeah.
Four-man fist.
Calm down, Dougie. That's all I'm doing. It's just a Superman fist. You relax. The album is going to be given away for free.
Free? Yep.
In the weekend's Mail on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that all about?
It's free.
Why?
Well, because we all agreed that we thought the most important thing was to get it.
Oh, yeah, you can agree, because you've made enough money off the last few stuff. What about the boys? What about the other boys?
He's still waiting to book his holiday.
Well, no, we are. It will be in the shops in September as well. But you've got to wait till September to get it.
What about the Howard and Jason of your band? What are you going to do for these guys?
What
are you going to do?
No, you're
giving away the album for free?
You're Gary. You're like the Gary Barlow, though, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better, anyway.
You're like Howard.
Thanks. Cheers.
And sorry, Dougie, you're the Jason Orange.
What does that mean?
You like cruises. So hang on. So the idea is what? So the idea. What's the thinking behind it?
It means we can get our album to nearly 3 million people in one day.
Right.
Which is obviously amazing.
Great
opportunity for us.
Yeah, but you're not going to make any money out of it.
Well, no.
But from that, you know. We feel it's a great way of promoting ourselves and promoting the album, because we want as many people as possible to hear it, and we feel like it's the best stuff we've ever done. So.
But is it obviously worth the risk? Because then you release the album, what, a week later?
No, not till September that
right.
The album comes out.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm screwed. The album away for free.
Well, no, we hope that everyone will hear it and really like it. And then
what, not buy it when it comes out because they've already got it?
No, but therefore have a new excitement around us and the fact that they'll have actually heard our music.
Yeah, they'll love it. They'll absolutely love it. They won't need to buy it because they've got it for free.
I hope they do like it.
No, but it means we can get our album to people that wouldn't normally buy our albums as well. Obviously, like, all the fans will go out and get it, but we want to reach out to people that aren't your typical McFly fans and you know, maybe haven't bought our albums before.
Uncool people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. I understand that.
We'll see. Are you going to get your copy on Sunday?
No, I might wait and buy it.
Yeah, wait till September.
Yeah. See if I can get you into the top 50. Well, I wish you all the best. You know, Stargirl's great. The horns. Anyway, good luck. One for the radio. Fingers crossed we'll be number one on Sunday. It's the first A-list I've ever had at Radio 1, by the way, on the playlist.
Yeah. Great news. Congratulations.
Go, George.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good luck with the album. So this weekend... So you want people to get the mail on Sunday so they can hear your album.
Definitely. Yes,
please. Get it early Sunday morning and sit and have your breakfast listening to McFly. Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And then check online for forthcoming tour dates and such.
Of course.
And back catalogue. No, merchandise.
Yeah, all that.
It all goes on sale the same day.
Perfect. Yes. Oh, does it?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So while you're listening, by the time you get to track four, you go, I want to see these boys
exactly,
live.
Exactly. Where is the nearest arena?
Is there an advert in the paper for the tour?
Yeah, on the back of the CD.
On the back of the CD?
Yeah. The tour
they ain't daft, are they? So in other words, they've booked out this tour. They're now worried they're not going to sell any tickets. No. So Tom goes, balls, give away the album for free. Put the tour dates on the back.
Chris, I really want you to listen to it and see what you think.
So. Okay, I really wanted you to tell the story about Lindsay Lohan, but well, you know, what can we do?
Until you listen to our album. If you listen to it and give me a proper critique of it, then I'll tell you the full details.
On the air. But then we get your girlfriend on to tell the story about me and her at the 911 gig.
All right, wicked.
Seriously. Almost dropped me popcorn. Can she go through nachos? Mm. It's unbelievable. Well, good luck with everything. Enjoy your cruises and enjoy your album. And a single.
Thank you very much.
I like McFly. They're nice boys.
Everybody likes McFly.
Everybody does. Do you get that feeling everyone loves you?
Not really.
Not really.
Do you not?
Yeah, they do.
Everyone loves you. You're the Ant and Dec of music.
That's a great thing.
Big burly truck driver.
That's going to be the quote on our album, the Ant and Dec of music.
Ant and Dec and Dec and Ant.
Yeah. Chris Moore's Radio 1.
And one more time. Drumming on this is wicked.
It's like Bob's organ on Reeves and Martin, man.
Isn't it just? And who doesn't love Bob's organ?
Oh, no, love it. Love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely McFly. Hooray! Right, we got Allard out and about, which is good fun for us. Find out where he is in a bit. Don't forget the mail on Sunday for the free McFly album. Tour dates on the back.
Digital.
FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Does a paper give you money to give away the album? Do they do that?
Yeah, they paid us a fee, yeah.
Yeah, how much?
It's cheeky.
Somebody texted in and said it was a million.
We wish.
Half a million? Quarter of a million? 200,000? $185,000. $150,000. Dave, I sound like your agent working backwards. Come on, please, pay us something.
That's how it works with most of my jobs.
You want him to do what? 8 out of 10 cats? Sure, 10 grand. He'll do it for 10. 9? 8. I mean, he'll do it for 5. 3? What if we give you £1,000? All right, thank you. Right, let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8:32.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning.